Well, tomorrow night sees the opening at the Arts Theatre in Cambridge of Fatal Attraction. Yes, The Fatal Attraction, the stage show of the film that was made famous in the 80s, the performance by Michael Douglas of Dan Gallagher, of course, is legendary. Played this time round by Oliver Farmworth, who's no stranger to TV and to stage, and he joins me on the line now. Oliver, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
This must be a fascinating play to work in, and I'd be interested to know how you've approached this, because it's an iconic film and you're taking it to the stage.
It is, yeah. It's an absolute roller coaster. As with any good kind of thriller, it's very, very tight. It's absolutely gripping, kind of edge of your seat stuff. James Dearden, who wrote the original screenplay, has been on board with us. He's been in to see the show a couple of times, and he's adapted the show for the stage, including kind of slight thematic updates, shall we say. There's no major kind of changes. There's no major twists. Fans of the original film will absolutely know and recognize what they're seeing on stage. But he has been on board with a few kind of rewrites and things, which has been interesting for us. It's an absolute classic, and it's just great to put it in front of modern day audiences, I think.
It must be tricky for you. I mean, I remember the film coming out. I've got a few years on you, let's be clear. I remember the film coming out, and it was very uncomfortable. A lot of people have seen the film. A lot of people have only seen the film once, because it really did shake things up at the time, because people, you know, that whole idea of extramarital affairs and how things can happen, it and then suddenly along comes Glenn Close, and this, it really made a lot of people, I think, stop and think. And for you, you know, you're going through this every night of the week.
I am, yeah. I think we're 70-odd shows in now, so I've just had a week off, which has been an absolute blessing. But it's absolutely full on, and I think across the board we've got a core cast of 8 of us, and it really is an ensemble piece. There's never a moment on stage where there's kind of a blackout or anything doesn't happen. There's all, you know, scenes kind of evolve in and out of each other in a kind of sort of dreamlike way. Costume changes happen on stage. There's projections. There's all the kind of excitement of the film, but brought to stage. You have then the kind of amped up theatrical license, if you will, to kind of heighten things to the next level. So I really do think it's and like you said, edge of your seat kind of extremely, extremely tense show. And I think thematically it's quite interesting from my point of view, because Dan Gallagher obviously portrays himself as this kind of squeaky clean, kind of fairly high-flying lawyer, but not quite as high-flying as he likes. But he puts across this all-American image of kind of family man and hard worker. And in the end, his kind of moral deficiencies are exploited and highlighted, I think. And I think what the play deals with, potentially more than the film, is the issue mainly around kind of culpability and who is in the wrong and who is in the right in this instance, and the outcomes of that, the justice of people's actions, perhaps.
Indeed. Now, I mean, from your own point of view, I mean, we'll know you from Hollyoaks, we'll know you from Coronation Street, where the storylines have always been pretty tough on you. I've got to say, you've hardly had the comic relief characters, have you? And Susie Amy from Footballers' Wives playing Alex Forrest. You've got Louise Redknapp, of course, playing Beth Gallagher, your wife. They've clearly cast this very well with people who know how to do that dramatic acting in that marital relationship and sort of scenery.
I think so, yeah. I think what a play like this needs is absolute truth and commitment. But as an actor, you also have to know when to give that little bit extra, when the audience are really enjoying it, when to, you know, as I mentioned, you know, the kind of classic notion of a thriller. The audience kind of know what they're getting, so it's your job to kind of highlight the really dramatic bits. But then you tread a fine line of milking something and something falling flat. And I think that's what this cast does particularly well. We're all very, very dedicated, very disciplined, and we know just when to push the buttons, when to hold something, when to, you know, cast a line away, when to linger on something. And that's what we found out by putting the show in front of audiences, really, what really works. And we've been getting great feedback.
So have you found that as you've done it for, as you say, 70-odd performances now, that there's been some changes? Because that relationship between people, when you're with someone on stage every night, it becomes a couple, doesn't it? You do become a couple, you are.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're a kind of family unit on the road. Kind of quite interesting family. But yeah, we really, really have got to know through audience feedback. And that's not audience feedback with people filling in a form afterwards. That's absolute you can hear a pin drop moment or gasps from the crowd or uncomfortable laughter or genuine laughter. And in a rehearsal room, you can rehearse those things as many times as you want. But until you put something in front of an audience, you just don't know what's going to happen. So, yeah, that's been the excitement.
I mean, one of the two, they did use cinematic effect in the film. So there are some things that I guess are easier done when you've got a cutting room where you can do scene changes and stuff like that. I've got to ask the question. At any point, is there a gas-powered cooker and a pot?
I will say that no animals were harmed in the making of our stage adaptation, but we do have an incredible prop. I would say it's incredible. How they built this thing, I don't know, but it is you will watch on stage and you will think you are looking at the real thing. That's what I will say.
Amazing, amazing. Because it is things like that, isn't it? It is that, as you said, the whole idea of a thriller. It is that, well, that's just an innocent thing. It's just dinner on the go. And then suddenly it dawns on you. I remember that's not just dinner on the go. And that card, that really sets in the film, the Glenn Close character, that sets everything about her up in one, doesn't it? She's capable of this. Well, what else is she capable of? And that must, I guess, be the trick for Susie Amy in this one.
I think that's it, absolutely. And what we've explored is again, this idea that if you just portray someone as a bad person or an evil person, or it's not particularly interesting, you have to find the root of why someone's actions have come about. And how that person has got into that headspace through the actions of other people. It's again the kind of scales of culpability, really. And it's, I think it's our place as performers to present something and then for an audience to potentially make their own judgments about it, without us being overt, maybe. So there'll be a lot to think about afterwards.
I was going to say, I think it's going to have us all on the edge of our seats. It's until Saturday. The usual performances at 7:30 in the evening, matinees at 2:30 on Thursday and Saturday. Tickets are priced between £20 and £40. Available through CambridgeArtsTheatre.com. You're getting towards the end of the run on this one, then, Oliver. Are you looking forward to a rest and something, a bit of light relief in your next stage performance?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure what's coming up next, but I'm definitely going out to Spain for a few. Me and my partner bought a place out there, so we'll be out there before you know it. And it's raining a lot out there at the moment, but hopefully the rain will stop, the garden will be watered, and we can just go out there and relax and work out what's coming next.
Fantastic. Provided you survive on stage every night.
Fingers crossed.
It's been really
safe hands. I'm in safe hands in this show, so I'm sure we'll be fine.
Fantastic. Listen, it's been really great to meet you. I can't wait to see what the show is like. That's Fatal Attraction on at the Cambridge Arts Theatre. Oliver Farmer, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you very much.